Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
It happens twice a year in Alaska, and this weekend, daylight saving time ends on Sunday, November 3rd at 2 a.m. We'll set our clocks back 1 hour. In March of each year in the United States, the clocks spring forward 1 hour, and in November, they fall back 1 hour. As people turn their clocks back 1 hour this weekend for the end of daylight saving time, authorities are asking everyone to test their smoke alarms. Fire departments remind folks this time of year that when looking to replace smoke detector batteries, make sure the detectors are no more than 10 years old. According to fire department officials, replacing smoke detectors roughly every 10 years is recommended, and daylight saving serves as an ideal time to create reminders for ourselves to check detector age. So as you take the opportunity to replace your detector's batteries on Sunday, make sure to check the manufacture date on them as well. If you can't reach your smoke detector or need assistance for other reasons, call the non-emergency number for Central Emergency Services at 907-262-4792 or the Kenai Fire Department at 907-283-7666. A Soldotna man was arrested on Wednesday, October 29th, for possession of child sex abuse material. According to the Alaska Department of Public Safety dispatch on the arrest, the Alaska Bureau of Investigation reported that the Soldotna Major Crimes Unit received a report that a 39-year-old resident, Dawson Hermans, was in possession of child sex abuse material. In an affidavit, Major Crimes Unit Investigator Edwin Anderson said he was alerted by an individual on Wednesday that a thumb drive belonging to Hermans contained the illicit material. The individual told Anderson that the drive was located on Hermans' desk and that he was the only person believed to have access to it. Anderson met the individual with the drive at the Kenai Police Department. In review of the drive's contents, Anderson said it contained over 1,000 illicit images and videos of children. Anderson interviewed Hermans Wednesday evening. He confessed that the drive did belong to him and that no one else had accessed it. Hermans was arrested without incident and remanded to the Wildwood pretrial facility on 10 counts of possession of child pornography. The investigation is still active and ongoing, and additional charges may be filed as the investigation continues. Federal highway officials on Thursday announced $635 million to repair or replace numerous old and outdated bridges ranging from Alaska to Maine, including a couple located in popular national parks. The grants for more than 70 small and medium-sized bridges in 19 states mark the latest infusion from a $1.2 trillion infrastructure law signed by President Joe Biden in 2021. The measure directed $40 billion to bridges over 5 years, the largest dedicated bridge investment in decades. Maine will receive the most money from the latest grants, nearly $133 million for a dozen bridges along Interstate 95 and Interstate 395. In Alaska, more than $13 million will help replace the Giglione Bridge in Denali National Park and Preserve. The existing bridge isn't built to current earthquake standards, and it's located not far from where a long, troublesome landslide worsened by climate change has forced park officials to restrict public access to the road. About 42,000 U.S. bridges are in poor condition, about four-fifths of which have problems with the substructures that hold them up or the superstructures that support their load, according to an Associated Press analysis of the most recent federal data. Some grants will fund groups of bridges, such as more than $67 million awarded to replace 13 bridges in central Mississippi and nearly $40 for 9 bridges in Kansas City, Missouri. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.